with plenty of hard muscle on his solid frame, a man in his prime, and that had been more than apparent as she'd watched him walk, shoulder to shoulder with their son, a few seconds earlier.
"Who are you here to meet?" the hostess asked.
"Name's Phoenix Fuller," came his response.
"What does she look like?"
"I'm not sure these days,"
he said, and Phoenix winced.
Her shoulder-length dark hair wasn't bad. It was thick, probably her best asset. Her hazel eyes weren't unattractive either. She didn't feel she was ugly, but the scars on her face would be new to him. She hadn't had those when she went to prison.
"She wasn't very tall,"
he added, as if that might be the only detail still applicable.
"There was a woman who said she was expecting two more to join her," the hostess said. "But I don't know where she went."
Determined not to miss this opportunity after waiting so long for it, Phoenix curved her fingernails into her palms, took a deep breath, and stepped around the corner.
"Sorry, I had to wash my hands."
The frown that appeared on Riley's face brought heat to her cheeks. He wasn't happy to be in her presence. No doubt he'd spent the past 17 years hoping he'd never have to see her again, especially since her release date had been extended twice beyond her original sentence. But she'd known this first meeting would be difficult. Squaring her shoulders, she ignored his disapproval and turned to Jacob.
"Hello, I'm your mother."
She'd practiced saying those words so many times and still almost choked up. Only by sheer will did she manage to retain control.
"You can call me Phoenix, though. If that feels more natural to you, I don't expect..."
Her tongue seemed so thick and unwieldy, she could hardly speak.
"I don't expect you to do anything you don't want to do. Not when it comes to me."
He seemed surprised she'd throw that out there right away, but she also thought she detected a slight lessening of the tension gripping his body, so she extended her hand.
"It's very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming. I hope this restaurant is okay. Just like Mom's was always a favorite of mine when I lived here, so I hoped maybe... maybe it'd still be popular."
Jacob glanced at his father before shaking his head.
"Hello,"
he mumbled, but wouldn't quite look her in the eye.
Telling herself that was normal, that a certain amount of reluctance was to be expected, she let go as soon as they touched. She didn't want him to notice how badly she was trembling.
"Are you folks ready to sit down?"
The hostess, who'd been distracted saying goodbye to some departing patrons, was now watching them with avid curiosity. She probably figured out that this was the Phoenix Fuller everyone had been talking about, the one who'd been convicted for running down a rival with her mother's old Buick just before graduating from high school.
"Yes, please."
Supremely conscious of the two people trailing behind her, Phoenix followed the hostess across the restaurant to a corner booth. Once they sat down, she leaned back as another woman came to bring them water.
"You can have anything you want," she told Jacob as he opened the menu.
It was too soon to mention that, but she was nervous, and she'd worked so hard in the weeks before she was released to be able to provide this meal. She really wanted him to enjoy it.
"I like the Belgian waffle with the ice cream and strawberries."
Grateful he'd chosen something rather celebratory and elaborate, she smiled.
"Then you can have it."
Belatedly, she realized that his father should have a say in the matter. It wasn't a healthy meal, and she held absolutely no power in Jacob's life, so she appealed to Riley.
"If that's okay with your father."
Once Riley had given his permission, she dropped her gaze. It was easier not to look at him. If she could have invited Jacob on his own, she would have. The emotions she felt where her son was concerned were poignant enough. Adding his father to the mix just complicated an already complicated...